If you're tired of all this high performance crap and just want to keep cruising in neutral, then this one's for you. I'm going to show you six foolproof ways to stay comfortably average. Keep your potential just out of reach, avoid growth at all costs, and make sure your dreams never bother you again. These are the same habits I've seen hold back athletes, leaders, and teams. And if we're honest, we've all been guilty of one or two. By the end of this one, you'll either double down on your mediocrity or realize it's time to change gears. Either way, it's going to hit a nerve. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality. Find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. Something a little bit different today. If you want to get better at anything, one of the best ways to do is have a look at what bad looks like. Sometimes it's hard to see past what you're experiencing. It's hard to actually come up with the positive version. So I always recommend coming back to what doesn't work. So here are five key tips to help you stay mediocre. Strange, maybe, but on the other side of this, once you know what will keep you mediocre, then you'll also have a very clear path in the opposite direction to what will get you performing at your highest with consistency and enjoying yourself. So the first one, blame. Blame everything and everyone that you can think of for your current situation. When things aren't going well, don't take anything on yourself. Always make it about someone else. Someone did this to me. The economy's doing that. The government says this. Partner, wife, husband, my kids, work colleagues, teammates. Blame them all. Guaranteed to keep you mediocre because you won't take any responsibility. You're giving up your control. You'll probably be nice and safe in a comfort zone where it's good to get all that blame off your chest, but you won't go anywhere. It's a guaranteed, that's like a gold standard mediocrity right there. So that's the first one. Second one, much in the same vein. Be really judgmental, complain a lot. Put other people down. Just be that negative person. Sarcastic. And I'll add that all these things that I'm talking about now, I know very well because it's what I used to do. So those things I just mentioned, that self-judgment, sorry, judgment, complaining often comes with self-judgment as well. Just being generally negative. Because it's hard to get yourself out of a funk if you're negative all the time. It's hard to get to anything positive if you're negative all the time. Because what ends up happening is when you're that negative about everything external, you eventually turn it on yourself and you start being really negative on yourself. And all of those things that you were doing, you start doing to yourself. You start complaining about yourself, judging yourself, putting yourself down, which leads me to the third one, which is you speak to yourself in a really negative, self-deprecating way, in a way that you would never speak to anyone else, not even your worst enemies. That's how we speak to ourselves, right? We put ourselves down, and even in jest. Coaching I was gonna say young man, not so young man, he's a little bit younger than me, but and does it through humor. And again, I know this well because I've been guilty of this. And like I said to him, this is not taking away a bit of fun here and there, but if it just becomes the pattern where you're just constantly calling yourselves all these names, and he wasn't even just doing it in his own head, he was doing it out loud quite regularly. It's like, okay, well, let's change that. So if you, the story that you continue to hear, even in jest, if that's what your mind is hearing, whether you're saying it to yourself in your mind or you're saying it out loud, guaranteed to keep you in that place of being mediocre. The fourth one, Obsessing over weaknesses, spending so much time on trying to work on weaknesses. Really important lesson from one of my favorite bosses, maybe my most favorite and best boss I had. Find out what your staff do at an A grade level and help them go to an A plus plus. Don't worry about what they do on at a C grade level, because even if you get them to work hard on that, the best they'll do is get the B minus. He said, you're just wasting your time. Find out what they do well. But I'd spend so much time trying to improve these weaknesses. Why can't I be better at this? Why can't I be better at that? But you're just teeing yourself up for a lifetime of mediocrity. It's when you change that things will start to change. Here's a big one. And often the case for people that feel like they're average, like it's the expression, I've been successful to a certain degree, but I know I've got so much more in the tank. I've been successful in spite of myself. In other words, I know how much better I could be, but I've got these habits that don't really work for me. And this particular one is often a result of being that sort of person, and that is overgiving and not receiving. So I'm talking about the person that doesn't even like receiving compliments. They'll either deflect, they'll talk it down, they'll just ignore it, or if they do receive it, it'll feel super uncomfortable. And it can be anything from, oh, you did that really well, or oh, you're looking really good today, or just anything. Surefire way to keep yourself mediocre, to keep yourself average, is to just not receive that stuff, is to dismiss it, is to tell people they're wrong. That's the other thing about that part of it. You're actually doing them a disservice too. They're giving you something, whatever it is. I remember I used to like not accept, like people would want to buy me a coffee or a drink or whatever, and I go, no, it's all right. I'll look after myself. Littlest things. So start with small. Have a look at how many times you're just not receiving. Because the world, a lot of people in your world are constantly trying to give to you. And you spend a lot of time and energy saying, oh man, I'm doing all the giving, but no one's giving it back, until you pause and you look at just how often you decline the giving that life gives you. So yeah, giving to everyone else and not receiving, that's a big one. And then the last one, I can't remember what I'm up to now, maybe seven, way to keep mediocre is just don't have a plan. Just let life take you where it will. If there's no plan, you don't know where you're going, well then you're fine, you'll just drift along. You'll get some results here and there, but you'll know in your heart that you're capable of more, and that'll really install that mediocrity at a high level. Just don't have plans. Don't have any goals. Don't have any dreams. And definitely don't put the plans in place and the steps in place to make it happen. So there you have it. The six or maybe seven, I can't remember, steps to mediocrity. But did you also know that the alternative to these things, the opposite, is what's going to take you forward to being your best? It doesn't mean you're going to be the best overnight. It doesn't mean you're going to be perfect, but it means you're going to continue to improve, continue to find ways to get better. You're going to feel so much more fulfilled, and you're going to find opportunities and possibilities that unlock for you that you never thought possible. And that's the best part. When I met my first mentor, and I went to one of his workshops, and I wanted to sign up there and then, and I had my doubts, and I knew I was going to have this conversation with my wife, where she was probably going to go, look, it sounds like you've been brainwashed. And to a certain degree, I was kind of feeling a little bit that myself. And he just asked me a really simple question. He said, well, before you go home to your wife, tell me, why do you want to do this? And it was the most bizarre experience. It's like an involuntary words came out of my mouth. Like suddenly I was speaking and I didn't even realize, and I said the words, because I'm sick of being mediocre. It literally took me by surprise. It was a shock when those words came out, but it just spewed out of me without any conscious thought. I've never experienced anything like that before or after. But the subconscious part of me, the inner part of me, the best part of me knew that that was the truth, and I want to change. So there's your choice. Stick to those areas to guarantee mediocrity or make a different choice. And if you're ready to go on a journey takes you to your best, which you know is there because you've seen glimpses of it, then shoot me a note. We'll have a conversation. Worst thing that could happen is that we have a conversation and I say to you, I can't help you, and you go on your merry way. Best thing is, I might just have a resource, a tool, an idea, a strategy that helps unlock your best performances. And then who knows what's possible after that. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.